This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Welcome to CIO Jumpstart, your guide to the main market events coming up in the week ahead. In just 5 minutes, it's Monday, the 10th of August. I'm Christopher Swan from the UBS Chief Investment Office in Seoul. Diplomatic efforts over the Strait of Hormuz and strong corporate profits shaped markets last week. Softer US employment data also helped the S&P 500 rise 3.6%, its second strongest weekly gain of the year. This week, investors will focus on whether diplomacy can reduce energy supply risks and whether US inflation data allow the Federal Reserve to remain patient. Corporate results will also test whether earnings opportunities are broadening beyond the largest technology companies. Diplomatic efforts to end the US-Iran conflict made progress last week. Iran and Oman were reported to have reached an understanding in principle on a proposed temporary shipping route through the Strait of Hormuz. Brent ended the week 7.3% lower. That was despite a rebound in oil prices later in the week, as investors focused on the obstacles to an agreement. Significant differences remain. Iran's foreign minister said Sunday that direct negotiations with the US could not resume for now. Oman said its discussions with Iran were progressing in a positive and constructive atmosphere. The key question for investors is whether diplomacy can produce a workable agreement that allows energy flows to normalize without renewed military escalation. We favor a diversified commodity approach because geopolitical developments can have very different effects across the asset class. An eventual agreement with Iran, our base case, would likely keep pressure on oil as more supply reaches global markets. It could also ease inflation concerns and reduce expectations for further central bank rate hikes, which would be supportive for gold. Structural demand from electrification and AI infrastructure supports our positive view on copper. Broad commodity exposure offers a more resilient approach than relying on any single outcome. The US reporting season delivered unusually strong profit growth last week. A record 87% of S&P 500 companies exceeded earnings expectations, and profit margins rose to a new record. The results also prompted a sharp reassessment of the AI trade. Strong earnings and continued demand for computing infrastructure helped the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index record its largest four-day rise since 2020. The S&P 500 finished the week 3.6% higher, its second strongest weekly gain of the year. Attention now turns to the economic backdrop. Friday's employment reduced expectations for near-term Fed tightening. Non-farm payrolls fell by 23,000 in July, and previous months were revised lower. Annual wage growth slowed to 3.2%. Inflation is the next important test, with July core consumer prices expected to rise 0.2% month over month. Retail sales and consumer sentiment will then provide further evidence on the resilience of household demand. We expect earnings growth to broaden beyond the US, supporting our attractive view on global equities. For the Eurozone, we forecast roughly 25% cumulative earnings per share growth over 2026 and 2027. A continued moderation in core inflation would also reduce the need for further Fed tightening, particularly if the labor market is not generating significant wage pressure. For equity investors, wide differences in company performance reinforce the importance of diversification rather than reliance on a small group of AI beneficiaries. Corporate results last week reinforced our view that AI investment is creating opportunities beyond semiconductor and technology companies. Caterpillar raised its annual revenue growth forecast after reporting a 24% increase in quarterly revenue, with strong demand for construction and power equipment linked to data centers. Siemens Energy reported record orders and profitability as demand for electricity infrastructure remained strong. Siemens also reported improving demand in its automation business. The next test is whether strong orders continue to translate into revenue and earnings as investors become more selective about returns from AI capital expenditure. Electricity supply and grid connections remain significant constraints on data center development, requiring substantial investment across the power system. Healthcare offers a separate source of structural growth. Investors will be looking for continued clinical progress, as well as evidence that strong demand for obesity treatments is translating into wider patient access. We continue to favor diversified exposure to transformational innovation. We project global grid investment of around USD $500 billion this year, with annual investment across the power sector potentially reaching USD $3 trillion by 2030. We also expect the longevity market to grow from USD $5.3 trillion in 2023 to USD $8 trillion by the end of the decade. These opportunities extend well beyond the largest US technology companies and support our long-term views on power and resources and longevity. So that's it, your CIO Jumpstart. I'm Christopher Swan from the UBS Chief Investment Office in Zurich. If you have any questions, please reach out to your UBS representative and have a good start to the week.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.